Hey folks, Brad Odell here from the Maritime Paintball Podcast. A lot of us are always trying to see what the next big thing in paintball will be. With more of our lives revolving around technology, it was only a matter of time before our sport joined the digital era as well. My guests today are the minds behind Strike Ring, an app that allows you to not only see your teammates, but post objectives, chat, and coordinate moves on the paintball field. Now, without further stalling, let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 273 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad Odell, and I'm super pumped to have the folks from behind the Strike Ring app, which if you haven't heard of it, it is a very, very cool idea, something that I think is desperately needed in the world of paintball and airsoft, because it applies to both. And we're going to get into the nitty-gritty about all that jazz. Allow me to introduce Frederick and Melanie.
Melanie, yeah.
There we go.
There you go. It's all right. No worries.
It's the drugs. I'm sorry. It's the drugs. So you folks are the ones behind the Strike Ring app, which I downloaded on my phone, which was hilarious because the Google map image that it pulls, I live in the middle of nowhere. So like Google takes a photo of my house like once every 10 years.
Great.
It's like completely undeveloped and you can see just the empty lot that my house is currently sitting in. But I thought that was really cool because it functions. It works. I was putting objectives up. I was playing with the augmented reality. I was wandering around the house. I'm sure I looked like a lunatic to any like neighbor that was looking through my window. Would have been like, you know, sorry, I just realized that I had the audio messed up and I don't think they could hear you. So I fixed that. So that's done. So let's talk about this app. How long has it been in development?
That's a great question. Thanks for having us, by the way. We are, the app itself, if we just want to answer the question directly, we've been in development for about a year and a half. We just went live in the Play Stores at the end of August, but we sort of did that quietly because we wanted a little bit of time, about 6 or 8 weeks, to just make sure everything was going well. We needed time to roll out outside of the U.S., and that took a little bit of time as well. And so in mid-November, we actually sort of began to announce to the world that we were here, we're live, and we're ready to get out there and help everybody who's in the paintball airsoft world. And the reason that we got here, which I think is probably one of the questions that a lot of people ask, because our company is actually a company called Applied Research Associates, which is a company that was actually founded specifically to solve problems. And one of the reasons that we were formed was because there were a lot of really, really smart people who were building really neat technology. And back in, I think, 1979 is when our company was formed. And now we're in 20 different states in the U.S. And we really do focus mostly on military contracts.
That's fun.
Yeah. A lot of our technology is actually with troops on the ground all around the world. We do a lot of really secretive stuff that I know nothing about. We have a lot of stuff that Fred knows nothing about that we don't want to know about. But we do also own a lot of intellectual property. And I think that's where the idea of Strike Ring came from. We have a lot of people on the ground in the military who, when they are on leave or when they retire or when they no longer are a part of the military, they still love to go out and shoot. And we've found when we started to sort of ask questions about how we might be able to use our technology, a lot of people began to sort of direct us towards airsoft and paintball. And they thought it was a really good marriage because a lot of people that are former military love to go out and play paintball or play airsoft. And so we came up with the concept of taking our technology and putting it into an app that would actually focus on mapping. And within that mapping, we would be able to then allow people to go out and create more specific and more technology-driven decisions that would help elevate their game. So there's a lot of stuff that Fred's going to talk about in just a minute about the app itself, but we basically just decided, look, we own this IP. It's really high grade military. Let's get it into the hands of people who want to do really cool stuff. And if you're playing paintball and you're playing it like you're doing a military mission, we're going to give you every tool that you need in this app to treat it like a military mission. You can go in and create your call sign. You can create your color. You can drop points. You can drop routes. You can send messages. You can create groups. You can join a team. And you can mark yourself out if you're going to be honest when you get hit, or you can make if you're not honest, you cannot. But you can just respawn and mark yourself back in. We just tried to think of all the different elements that would be enhancing to the sport, because we did hear through kind of talking with paintball players, talking with promoters, talking with field owners, talking with team captains and generals, that the sport of paintball specifically is sort of kind of just even keel. It's not growing a lot. It's not dipping. But they really wanted to see what could we do to get more players in. So the thought of an app that got more people excited to come out to events on a weekend, that kind of took it to the next level, kind of got us excited about going down this path. So that's how we got here.
Okay, cool. So what you're telling me is the cliff notes are that this fun little app that I'm going to use on a paintball field is born from top secret military contracts that are being done on the side by this company. That is nuts. I think that's kind of like the Tom Clancy version of explaining it, but
that's it.
But yeah, that's okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like I was fully expecting, actually, I don't know what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I can tell you, we thought we knew more than we knew coming into it. I mean, we know the technology side. We've got some really smart people that know lots of things, but we needed people to work with us on the what do paintball players want? You know, what do generals want? What do field owners want? What does the average everyday player want? And so we really had to depend on some really people willing to work with us. So there was a team here. We're based in North Carolina, our office. Mm-hmm. And there's a team here called Venom, and Venom was willing to sort of take us on when we first started building the app, when it was really bare bones and glitchy, and the PLI wasn't working quite as well as we wanted. And they really just worked with us every week and would take our phones and go play with them and take our app and let us know what they liked and didn't like. We went to Foldagap, which is an event that's held every year here in the mountains of North Carolina, and they let us have it there. And lots of teams sort of tested us out and give us feedback. So we've been constantly trying to get feedback from the players, because if we don't know what they want, we're not building something that's going to help them in the end. So that's the big piece that we sort of found as we've gone along. We really did need the paintball world to tell us what they wanted so we could make sure we delivered that.
Are you close to Charlotte? Yeah. In North Carolina?
We are. Raleigh is about 2 hours away from Charlotte. Yep.
Okay. I played a game in North Carolina, and I'm starting to wonder now if some of those boys were running that app or something similar to that.
How long ago?
Like even just like the... how long ago was that? Maybe that was too long ago. It might have been 2 years ago now that I'm thinking about it. Wasn't last summer... Okay, no, yeah, I was in North Carolina 2 years ago.
There's some great apps that are out there. I mean, I think that's the thing that Fred and I can both acknowledge. There's some apps out there that really give people kind of what they're looking for. And that's why we really wanted to make sure that when we built this, it brought some different things to the table. Because if you have an app that's working well and you like it, well, there's no reason to download a different one. So that's why our roadmap and what we're trying to do is just constantly look for what is it that the players want? What can we do? What's our roadmap involved that's going to make it be the next step or the next piece of technology that takes it up here? And not every player wants that. There's some people who just want to go shoot paint. They have no desire for you to know where they are. They want to go to the parking lot and drink beer. When they're done, they don't want you to know how to find them. And there's people that seriously just shoot as much paint as possible and just kill as many people as possible. So we want to kind of be that happy medium for everybody, because you can stick this in your pocket with your phone, turn yourself on, and you don't ever have to look at it again. And your whole team knows where you are. Your team captain knows where you are, but you don't even have to look at it. And if you're that strategic sniper up front, you can look and see where everybody is. You know exactly what's happening. You can tee everybody up, receive the missions, update people. So it's a little bit of something for everybody.
It really is. Christopher Struck in the chat he's curious, what's different about Strike Ring than the Warlord app made by Ronin? which I have no experience with the Warlord app, so I have no idea what he's talking about.
Right. We don't either. We have not actually done a lot. I have sort of messaged a little bit with them, and I do know someone who has used their app. But I think we're trying to, if without misspeaking, if I understand correctly, I do think we're trying to do two different things. And I know with us, we're trying to take and give people the ability to use augmented reality and to use mission planning and all types of sort of military-based strategic planning around scenario play games and weekend warriors and, you know, big games, that type of thing. And my understanding is their app is just a little bit different, but I know there are people who use their app and they like it. And I've heard really good things about it too. So I just think we're, with our military background, we've been able to kind of get it into the Play Store and kind of get it to a place where we feel like it's different enough from theirs that we have different features. But all due respect of what they're doing and what they're bringing to the table. I feel like my understanding is we're just trying to accomplish two different things.
Cool. I'm currently downloading their app just to see exactly what it is. Because I'm curious, but it does. I mean, worst case scenario, it's two sides of the same coin kind of thing. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with a bit of competition. So, I don't think it's a bad thing, even if the apps overlap a little.
No, we welcome that competition. You know, you start putting these different ideas together and basically it's it makes everybody more successful.
Yeah, exactly. Get more people out to the fields, get more people buying paint, get more people attending events. I think at the end of the day, if you are in this world and you're not looking to try to help grow the sport and help bring more revenue back to these fields that are struggling because of COVID and people who are just trying to figure out how to enjoy their weekend because they're killing themselves working three jobs during the week. We're all just here for the, you know, just trying to add a little something extra to what everybody's doing.
I love it. I think it's great. Like I said, I was playing around with my living room and setting up like objectives, like around my house and then just using the augmented reality part, which I thought was really cool. I shared a video earlier today showing a team. I forget the name of the team now.
Jesus. Undertakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Using it. And he actually did everything. It looked like he was just filming from the augmented reality, like recording.
Yeah.
And it looked really neat. Like he was actually, I think he was like telling an enemy player too. He was like, yeah, see, there's my guys that are over there. I can see them there. And like, he's just going around and he was pinging himself on the app so that his buddies could find him. And it was really, really cool. Lawrence Wright in the chat is saying Strike Ring is military based. Warlord is Call of Duty. Two different approaches to the same thing. So Warlord can be used anywhere in any kinetic tag. I don't know what a kinetic tag is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
No, but I'm going to research them both now because I wasn't aware of the Warlord one. Cool. And Christopher's asking, could your app be used at like every weekend kind of game, but with a bit more to it? I think so. From the looks of it, it just grabs the Google Maps image.
So I can show, I don't know if it's able to see. So this is, I apologize for the glare, but this is, okay, hold on. This is not going to work. There we go. So this is can you see this, Fred? Am I doing it?
There, right there.
So this is the version kind of like our 2D map. And I've got six phones that are going in, sitting here in my little area that you can see on the screen possibly. And what you can do, and this is, with this, you can actually just switch over here to the AR view. And what
which is very cool.
Is give you the ability to see our C3 360.
This is rough.
See the longitude and latitude. Is it showing anything? I feel like it's a huge glare.
I could see myself in the glare. That was a really clear, clear reflection.
Yeah.
I don't have the system to set up to mirror my phone onto the app.
But
it's a free app. People just go download it.
Exactly. To that question that kind of got us talking here. You can use it anywhere. You're not tied to a specific event style or a specific field. It's very user-centric in that sense. So if you and your buddies are just playing in somebody's backyard, like, you know, just sort of a casual Saturday, you can do that. You can get the app. If you go to a field, and one of the things that we're interested in is helping fields adopt this to make the operations easier for the referees and all of that. But you could go to a field and use this there, and some events they're interested in using Strike Ring to sort of across the event. But even if you're just, you know, your own squad or your own team, you just want to use Strike Ring individually to get a little bit of a competitive edge, you can do that too.
Mike Merlot is asking, does the app require cell phone data or Wi-Fi at all times? He's saying the field that he plays at is rather remote, doesn't always have the strongest signal.
Yes. So it, generally, you will need cell coverage if you're going to be sharing your position or any of that sort of mission plan stuff with your teammates.
Yeah. Which makes sense. I feel like, I don't know, maybe another year or two. I don't think that'll be a huge deal. I'm finding it hard that to believe that there's still places without cell coverage, but I guess depending on, you know, how far in the middle of nowhere you are.
Oh yeah. Some of our testing, I can see it. We were kind of, you know, running into that, but even when you do drop, or if it's a little spotty, the map still works for you. You can still view your mission plan, see where you are, you know, so
if let's say the night before you're at home, is there a way on the app? Cause again, I haven't really explored it, but I'm guessing there should be a way to find and like set waypoints on the field itself already. And it kind of saves it to the phone. And then you just need to have your GPS connected and you won't be able to see other players, but you'll at least know where the home flag is.
Yeah. You nailed it. So you can do that pre-mission planning. You can save multiple mission plans. You can load them when you want them or wipe out your map, load a different one. We've even, just this week, I was talking to some guys out of San Diego and they said that they were using that functionality, to plan out an event that they're going to be running in a few months. And they weren't even in the same room, but because they were sharing points with the mission planning, they could coordinate on it together.
Oh, because they're in a group.
Yeah, they were in a group, but they were like an hour away from each other. But they were on the phone and doing the mission planning to figure it out.
Very clever. Chad Bob's asking, how many people can be on the app in one game area at a time? Is there a limit? Like, does the system bog down?
Yeah, we really don't recommend going above 40. That would be a safe number. At a certain,
on a team, right?
Yes, per team. So like you could have one team of 40 and another team of 40, and that's no conflict. But because when you're sharing your information across a number of people, there's a certain point where it sort of, you might have too many messages traveling around.
I was going to say, you're trying to tell 40 or 39 individuals where you are, and 39 individuals are trying to tell you where they are. And it's, I can see the system kind of slowing down a little bit, kind of traffic jam on that data
stream.
That's
right.
But we have the ability though to do large events where the server itself, I think, can handle what we feel like Fred up to like 1,000 people at one time. Is that
We can go above that on one server. But yeah, the point is, you know, we kind of have to restrict some sort of a limitation. But like you were saying, we have the capacity to support a big event and give a dedicated server to for a weekend.
Right. So if you're at a walk-on, you know, and it's just like an unplanned thing, kind of keep it to 40 or less. But if an event organizer contacted you and said, hey, I'm going to have 2,000 players come to this field. Hypothetically, half of them are going to want to use this app. You can sort of just set aside like processing's power for
exactly.
them.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
And there's an event coming up at Black Ops down in Fayetteville, North Carolina in March that both of the generals that are actually running the event with DJ Hanu, they are, both sides are going to be running the app with each set up with their separate team so that they can sort of really give it that full test. And they're expecting quite a few people to be at that event. So we're excited to get their feedback from it and also see how that really goes. Cause that's, you know, we're going to start to get a little warmer then. People are going to start to come out of their houses and start to want to get out and get moving. It's one of the first months, I think. I know there's another event in February, but not quite as big. So for us, we're really looking forward to those big events because we'd love to help people get organized for it, help their generals get kind of teed up to make sure they're successful, and then kind of support them if they need any technical backup before they actually get started.
That's cool. That's a good proper stress test, like good public stress test. That's awesome. Chad's a very technical guy. He's got a lot of questions. Does the phone positioning only use GPS or can the app ping itself off other players in your vicinity on the app? So can you piggyback off somebody else's, like their Bluetooth, like the same way the Tile things work, or is it strictly GPS?
Today it's strictly GPS. We also use your accelerometer to figure out which way you're pointing. That's okay. What makes the augmented reality work. But that's actually a really cool idea if there was a way to sort of basically take advantage of that. And you might be able to do different things with different devices, like a sort of a smartwatch or something. You could be running it on the smartwatch. Maybe the watch doesn't have GPS, cool. You know.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking the Strike Ring app paired with, if you could find one somewhere, the heads up display kit mm-hmm. that goes into the EVS paintball mask would be.
Yes.
So
the most expensive, outrageous thing on the field, but it would be amazing.
We picked one of those things up to just prototype and play around with it. And unfortunately, the version of Android that hardware supports is not compatible with Strike Ring. But we, you know, the consumer electronic market, it just keeps, you know, moving forward. You've seen what happened in the virtual reality space with all these goggles kept getting better and better. AR.
The Oculus. The Oculus is a standalone
exactly.
VR computer now. It's wild. We're weeks away at this point from like Google Smart Glass being a legitimate thing.
That's exactly
that,
it.
That anybody could afford. So this is going to be cool. I'm excited. I think like the next 3 to 5 years is when we're like, I think this tech will no longer be the, oh, that's really cool. You've got that, to be more like, what do you mean you don't have this? I think it is the way I'd like to see it go. And lastly, he wants us to go in, and we were planning on doing this. He wants to go into the detail of what does the monthly subscription get you over the free?
Sure.
So if you guys want to go into that.
Sure. Yeah. So basically right off the bat, if you download the app, it's totally free to start. And what that gives you, you have all of that sort of individual mapping, mission planning, augmented reality, basically all the functionality that we've been talking about, minus the idea of networking with your teammates. Unfortunately, we have to, you know, the servers do have a recurring cost. And so that's where the subscription fee really pays for. And it's basically $5 a month. And you just sign up right through the App Store, the Play Store, just like any other app. And you can cancel it through there. So it's really, you know, low risk, low commitment. But once you do subscribe, you're able to build your team or join somebody else's team. That gives you the ability to share your position from anywhere in the world, see each other on the map, see each other in augmented reality. You can save your mission plans to the server. So you can basically not take up any storage on your phone, or if you swap phones, you won't lose them. And and then the sharing of the mission plans with your teammates and messaging too. I didn't cover that. So you can message your teammates with a quick chat tool. Did I miss anything, Melanie?
I mean, that's the nuts and bolts. I think the biggest piece is when you have the free version, which is very functional and helpful, you just can't see other people. But you can still do all the really kind of most of the really cool stuff. But if you're messaging yourself, you know, it's not really necessary. So there's just a few things. And we do have a YouTube channel that kind of breaks down some of these sort of questions like this. Like, you know, what's the difference between free and pro? How do you build a group? How do you do a mission plan? And just, we built about 8 videos while people are kind of getting used to the app. And while we're still working through some of our user experience pieces and revamping some of the app itself and developing it further, just a few things to get people sort of jump-started in how to do some of the stuff and some of the stuff that is in the paid version so that it's an easier experience.
Cool. Yeah, that's, man, that's wild. Just thinking about like the potential for these apps, and like not just yours, but also the Ronin. There we go. One, two. I'm excited for this new technology to be coming into the paintball world. Cause it's about time. Matthew Walton says, what about my kid? Can I track them on the field?
You totally could.
Yeah. I mean, you make them part of the same group and you should be able to keep track of them.
Yeah.
Wherever they are. Right. Cause it's even in the AR when doing the augmented reality, it, cause it did this on the map, but seeing it on the AR was really cool. It was the name over the point. And I think at one point in the video I was watching, he actually like pans over and looks at one of his buddies and the green dot is like on his head with like the code name over it. And I was like, okay, that is cool. That is some new level stuff that needs to keep happening. Man, that's amazing. Can we talk maybe a little bit like future plans? What's the, you know, maybe 6 month, 1 year, two, five, 10, whatever. Like what's your future plans to make this app? What are you going to make it do?
So something that Melanie hinted at, just a moment ago, we launched, late fall and we've been getting a lot of good feedback already. And one of the things that we're working on in the very short term is improving some areas of the user experience, making certain things easier to use after getting a lot of good feedback from our early testers and customers. So I would say that's on our really near-term horizon. You're going to be seeing some visual updates to the dashboard and battle view, which is the map view. But then beyond that, you know, we're really interested in wearables, like we talked about, both smart watches or AR glasses. Also exploring new ways to visualize your teammates. So if you think about it, today we have a 2D map and we have augmented reality, but there's probably a few other ways that we could portray that information about position, you know, and people's position relative to you. And all of that's going to come not only from the experience that we have on this military side, but also from the real world use of people using Strike Ring and come back to us with a lot of good ideas saying, you know, what would they love to have? So that's what's on my horizon. I don't think I'm missing anything. Melanie, is anything jumping out?
No, I think some differentiators that are coming down the path just with the actual sort of gameplay itself, which we really want to bring to the table is for people that really are, they're hardcore players, they're really committed and they want to go out every weekend. They really want almost like the guys at Undertakers and Hercules who kind of leads that team. They really, every weekend they're doing something different. And one of the things that we're looking at is in these sort of large games, what can we add within our app development that will make that large game a safer experience, a better experience for even the event producers and the event planners? So being able to have the medics to be able to have sort of their own ability to be able to be contacted so that you don't have to get on the radio. It can be done through the app to be able to, at some point in the future, be able to lay in a specific map of an area instead of just having to pull in Google Maps so that you have a preset map that you download. Then you're not constantly pulling it in and then you can lay out your missions. You know exactly what that producer is putting in place and then they will send out changes and updates throughout the game as things begin to shift and change. And it's all done sort of through the app. So for those that really enjoy that weekend game and enjoy away. We really want to see what we can do to try to enhance that experience for them through the eyes of the producers and the people that are in the background trying to run the event, but then also those people that are on the ground running around, shooting paint and trying to just let people know what's happening.
Okay. Real quick, Matt Walton's asking age limits. Is there an age limit on the app?
Nobody older than 20 may use. No, just I think just based on the restrictions in the app stores, the suggested minimum age is 9 years, but there's nothing in the app that you wouldn't want a little kid to see. So I would feel comfortable letting my nephews play with this and they're young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, cause I was playing around with the app, but it didn't look like there was any way to for them to reach out to anybody, for anyone to reach out to them.
No, that's true. Okay. So from that perspective, no, you sort of have to have a physical connection, not face to face, but you would have to coordinate outside of the app to link up with somebody. And that's a short-term solution. You know, eventually there'll be a contact system, but yeah, there's no risk of a minor sort of connecting with somebody that you don't trust.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a great tool to have on the field. I could see a lot of people using this. Christopher Strzok does make a good point. One that's kind of in the back of my head. He says he doesn't like having an expensive phone out on the field, which I think is where you mentioned wearables coming into it. I would feel a little bit more comfortable about a smartwatch going on the field than a phone. Cause the smartwatches tend to be designed to not take a hit, but they're designed to be worn. They're designed to be exposed all the time. Plus, I mean, you get a smartwatch. Let's say you get an Apple smartwatch. You can get these really cool, beefy, like protective watch bands for them that make them look like the classic, like military, like airborne watch. And worst case scenario, you can always get the ones that have like a strap that goes over the watch to protect it. You peel it back, you check, go forward. I've also seen a lot of guys running their phones on their chests and it peels down.
Yep. Chest plates. Yep.
Right. And they look down, they pack it away and away they go. The other thing I would say is, go to a pawn shop, buy a $100 Android phone.
Yeah. And honestly, the algorithms that we have going on under the hood that sort of make your GPS a little more accurate than it is raw, they work just fine with one of those cheap burner phones too. So you'll have a pretty good experience. Maybe the screen resolution isn't as good as your preferred phone, but if you're running around, that works. And honestly, the chest solution that you mentioned, we see a lot of people doing that.
We do.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of people that do like the runner's bands. This is what Undertaker's does. They have the runner's bands and they just slide it in there. And that way it's on the inside of their arm and they can look down at any point and they can toggle still there back and forth with the AR. They don't get the view of like the woods, but they can still see the proximity with the 360 ring and they can still see all the data. And so they're able to use it that way. But the team that we work with here in North Carolina that did our testing, we had about 20 phones that we would put out at a time. And we had one phone that got cracked and it got cracked by an airsoft bullet. But all the others, they just cleaned them off and kept on going. But it is a reality. I mean, we thought everybody at the beginning would want to have it sitting out on their gun so they could see it right away. And the giggles we got from people who were like, have you lost your mind? No one's going to put that the target. We very quickly realized that this needed to be tucked away and that burner phones were great. Or if you wanted to stick it in your pocket, just pull it out when you wanted to. You'd have the ability to do what you need to and then put it back in and everybody could still see you.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to go heavy into using something like this, which, I might try over the summer just to see how it works. I don't know if anyone else in the area will go for it, but my immediate thought is like drawing from my cell phone sales experience of the Samsung Rugby, which is literally designed for construction. It's an Android phone. It's made by Samsung. It's actually designed to be dropped in the water, dropped on gravel. And I'm like, that thing would work. It's a beast. It's ugly as sin and nobody would want to own it just to own it. But I would not feel bad taking that on a paintball field. So there are some solutions. Also, Christopher also admits he's got old phones. Everybody's got old
these
phones.
Days.
When you upgrade, you usually keep your old phone. So there you go. Yeah, this is great. I'm very excited for the future of this app. And I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do. Normally the show goes for an hour. I'm going to cut it a little close because I can already start to feel the throb in the back of my jaw from my tooth. And if I don't catch it now, I'll be in agony in about an hour. So thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting about this app and talking about it. And maybe we'll get you back on in a year, give you a year to spruce it up and polish it and make it bigger and better. And we'll see where things have gone. And I'm very excited for this. So let's give the folks at home couple of minutes, maybe just to get those last few questions in. In the meantime, I'm going to pay some more bills by shouting out the people that actually help make this show possible. So in the meantime, folks, if you have any questions, post them in the comments now. We'll get to them, I promise. Right now, let's talk about the fine folks who make this show possible. First, we'll start with PB Swag Bag. Fantastic individuals. They send you a fun, bright blue bag full of paintball stuff to your house. And it's, you never quite know what you're going to get, but it's always usable. There's usually like clothes in it, like some streetwear. It's really cool. Some really cool stuff. So you can save 10%. Use the code MPP10 over at pbswagbag.com. Artful Dodger, great Maritimer, just like myself. He makes amazing beard and tattoo products. He's got tattoo bombs that work amazingly well. He's got beard oils, beard soap, beard balm. It's awesome. It makes my beard look just amazing, even though it's getting a little long and needs to be trimmed. But he keeps it shiny and beautiful. DEFCON paintball gear. I shouted them out earlier. I'll shout them out again. But DEFCON paintball gear, they've got everything you need under the sun for paintball. And you can save 10% on most of it with the code Maritimes, as well as the DEFCON supply drop, which I showed off earlier today, where you get some cool paintball stuff shipped to your house once a month. And you can save 10% off of it every month if you use the code Maritimes when you order it. Last but not least, Tier 1 Armament. These guys are your tactical specialists. These guys have got everything from MagFit paintball, airsoft, soft goods, hard goods. Sometimes they have coffee. They got this thing called Grinds, which is really cool. It's coffee and like a little, it's like dip. It's basically like chewing tobacco, but it's coffee. So cool. Gives you that caffeine kick. Okay. Go check them out. Tier1ArmamentStore.com. Trust me, they're worth checking out. Go take a look at them. And then last, but certainly not least, these are actually the last, but certainly not least, the MVPs, the real MVPs, the Patreon supporters, Matt S, Tim, Dr. Rush, Jeffrey, Ryan, Alex, Tony, Matt O, and Scotian PB. These folks have gone out of their way to become Patreon supporters and to financially support the podcast, which I am forever grateful. If you were in the position to be a Patreon supporter, just head on over to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast and you can donate as little as $1 a month, and it helps me keep the lights on. The lights, my God, I can't talk. The drugs are wearing off or kicking in, one of the two. Keeps the lights on. Literally the two lights that are in front of me are kept on by the Patreon supporters. So thank you so much for that. Yeah, that's it. We've paid the bills. Let's get back to answer some questions. I don't see any questions. Here we go. Mike Merlot. I like the idea of a Google Glass type thing, even a small projection to the inside of the mask. That would be cool. That sounds some like Iron Man level stuff. So we might need to get like Stark Industries. Mike does ask, what's the battery usage like on the app? How's the app handle battery?
So what you'll find is it's not, it's really limited by the screen. So if you imagine leaving your phone screen on for a couple hours, that's sort of what experience you're going to see. We've been able to run 8 hours on a phone without the phone dying. And that's, you know, being mindful of the brightness.
I was just gonna say, like, most phones now come with a power saving mode anyways, where it'll reduce the CPU's power drain and all that jazz. It'll even like make it from being ultra high res screen to like a high res screen. And so there's options.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see 8 hours.
Exactly.
For sure.
And it doesn't, it's not using much processing when it's in the background. So you can let it run and put it in your pocket, screens off. You're still sharing your position, but so you can work around that to really fit, you know, however your play style is.
Yeah. Now Mike's asking if this would work on small scale, like speedball fields, coaches and players sending messages to each other. That's neat. I don't see why this wouldn't work on a smaller scale, but I'm thinking it'd be really cool to do skirmishes on a speedball field where it's very hard to keep track of everything, but you could literally record where each player went. You could go back and rewatch the play.
I've seen somebody doing that, what you're describing, in some other software. Does that already exist, or is that something that people like, you'd want to see the, like, watching icons moving around to represent what the players did?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that's live. I've seen simulations. Okay. You can get little apps that are basically like, it's like no different than running like a football simulation. Yeah. What I think would be cool is if you gave every speedballer a phone. Like,
well, that is something that Undertaker's has done. They keep a really large flat screen at their base, so that anybody who's there watching,
you should be able to go back
and see where they are and what they're doing.
What each team did.
Because
you'd even see them walking off the field. You'd see them like, oh, you're out.
That would be cool. And think about that on like a big scale event. You see it. It's like ants crawling all over an anthill as you see the ebb and the flow of the battle.
Sorry, I've just immediately thought of like, oh, a big game event. And then if you had its staging area, you had a big screen where everybody could see. Yep. Oh my God, that'd be amazing. That'd be wild. That is cool. There are some cool things you could do with this app. There's some really cool stuff.
As you're trying to go, poor thing.
Yeah. That is so cool. Okay. I think that's all the questions from everyone. But yeah, again, thank you folks for coming on. It was an absolute blast. I've learned a lot. I'm very excited for this thing. I'm going to preach this app here in the Maritimes because we have a field at Meg Hill Paintball that this app would work phenomenally well because it's big enough. It's bigger than a speedball field, but it's small enough too that like, I think it would really come in handy. So of course the questions are dropping in now, just as I'm saying, we're signing off. Right. Exactly. Is it possible to write an app for a drone that would allow it to sync up with the app, being able to see name tags over top of people's heads?
Short answer is yes, but
yes, but you'd need access to the drone's API, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so it sounds like you want to see a video feed from the drone, but see the AR of the players.
Yeah,
we could do that. I think that's what it would take a little bit of development work. It wouldn't just be like a 1 week type thing.
There we go. It could be done. That would be cool as well. That'd be some really cool. That would make, I don't know how, because when I played in North Carolina, we had a drone. We had a guy with a drone and he was radioing to us. And he's just like, yeah, there's three guys hidden behind the bunker to your right. And like, they don't know you're there. Like, and we did some damage. I think this would be really cool. I don't know if that would give too much of an unfair advantage to one team over the other, but it would be an amazing spectator tool.
That's right. Yeah.
If you showcased both teams with the current, like if you, that would make an amazing spectator tool. And lastly, Michael Riley wants to know, can I sleep the phone or does it have to stay active? Does the screen need to be on to get the GPS info?
No, you can put it in the background running. It'll keep sharing your position. If you kill the app, it stops. And if you go to the app's dashboard, the position sharing stops. So it's sort of a deliberate choice. When you first go into the app, there's a dashboard. When you're in the dashboard, no position sharing. But anywhere else it's running.
So you fire it up. I can see the guy. I can see the other players on the screen. I'm going to go get some work done. I hit the power button on my phone. It kills the screen, but not the background apps. Throw it in my pocket. The commander can see where I am and can radio to me where I need to go, but I don't need to pay attention to the screen. That's cool. That alone would save a ton on battery because then you just pull it out, fire up the screen, take a snapshot where you need to look, turn the screen back off, throw it in your pocket, easily get 8-9 hours of battery life out of the phone. Because at that point, it's no different than what running. It's just a GPS signal back to the phone, a little bit of processing power on the data side. So that's really cool. I think this app, the spectator side of things. I run a MegFed competition that has 3v3. And I'm already just like, I'm going to make it mandatory that they got to use this app. And I'm going
to. We've heard there's a huge calling for spectators, like something for the spectators to be able to see what's happening, that there really is a great opportunity that something like this could just feed that so easily without it giving away strategy. Because we do like a delay so that it wasn't in real time. We weren't giving away
30, 45 second delay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
There's
exactly. Oh. Yeah. We definitely have heard that.
I'm making this happen. I'm making this work. I'm going to make it work for my competition because I want the people sitting at, because it's 3v3 and I'll have 10, 12, 15 teams. So I've got two teams on the field. I've got 13 fields teams sitting around doing nothing. If they can watch a screen, which is showing an overlay of the, and you can watch those three players. Oh, it's amazing. The spectator side of it is amazing. This is and speedball. We have a little bit of spectator stuff. It's still a little bit difficult. If you don't know the rules of speedball, it can be a little bit weird. It's sort of like watching, I compare it to curling. Mm. Curling is one of those sports that if you don't know how the sport of curling works, it looks really boring and slow. But when you know how to curl, that's me being Canadian. If you know how to curl, it can actually be an exciting sport. But in the mag fed woods ball side of things, you can't spectate. It's in the middle of the woods. But if you could spectate from a, you know, top down kind of situation, I think that would be amazing. Okay. For like what, the fifth time now, I think I'm going to try and go. Nobody ask any more questions, right? I'm not looking at the questions anymore. I'm not looking at the comments. I'm going to take off. So thank you again for coming on. And I'm so much more pumped for this now. I was pumped before, but now I'm pumped because I've got a personal use for this app now and I'm going to make it happen.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
So yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait. And when I do it, I'm going to send you guys like everything I do, cause I want you to see it. And if there's anything you can do with the data that I collect for you, then great. If not, no biggie. So folks, check it out. It's the Strike Ring app. It's available on Android and iPhone. Download it. There's a free version, play around with it. Like you could do like 80% of everything with the free side of things. Actually, to be honest, I didn't really hit any limitations while sitting alone in my living room. And then, yeah, there's a monthly fee, but that's because it costs to make things. It's, you know, not everything can be free. And there's no ads. I didn't see any ads in the app. So it's not one of those, like, try to use the app and you get hit with an ad every 40 seconds.
That won't happen.
There we go. That's what the monthly fees are for, because it keeps the ads away.
Yeah.
So anybody who's complaining about the cost of anything can go pound sand. So it's the Strike Ring app.
Well, and I was just going to say, and for folks who just want to give it a shot, you know, or they have an event coming up, they want to use it for a weekend, use it for the weekend for $5 and then, you know, ditch it until you have your next one and pick it up again.
Right.
That's kind of, we have this kind of innate philosophy of, we're not here to just get you to do $5 every single month. You know, I mean, of course, if you're using it, fantastic. Send us your footage. We'll share it. We want to know how it's going. Give us feedback. But if you just want to use it for an event every couple of weekends, spend $5 for the weekend. It's what you'd spend on a beer anyway. Get the extra edge up and then just, you know, drop it at the end of the month and pick it up the next time you need it.
That is great.
Oh, and Apple and Android do talk to each other. That's the only thing that I think some people do forget to ask. If you have an Apple and an Android user that are side by side, they can be in a group together and they can see each other. It's not limited to just Apple can see Apple.
Perfect. Okay. So it's not platform based. There is a central server running everything. So there we go. So everybody gets to play with everybody. I'm really looking forward to this. So thanks again for coming on, folks, whoever was been chatting. Yes, Mike, there's in-app recording. Stop asking questions, or at least there's, you can screen record your phone. You're between me and painkillers at this point, and I'm going to go full junkie on you if you don't stop. That's going to be the sound bite that gets taken from this episode. I'm going to go full junkie if you don't stop.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. Is there in-app recording, or is it just the guy? I think the guy was just filming his screen.
He probably just did a screen recording tool. It's not in the app.
Yeah. Okay. Just a screen record. That's it. Rowdy here. Thank you so much, folks, for everyone who sat around the comments and who hasn't let me leave for the past 15 minutes. Thank you. And for everyone who's liked and shared, thank you as well. So that's it. Rowdy here. There is no show next week because I will be too busy trying not to choke on my own blood. As gory as that sounds, that's exactly the situation I'll be in Tuesday. So maybe there'll be a show the week after. We'll see how I'm feeling. If I'm still swollen like a chipmunk, then that's not happening. That's it, Rowdy here. Thank you so much, folks. Until next week.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, God. This is the Irish goodbye. Oh, goodness. I have to go educate her what an Irish goodbye is, because that's not at all what that is. Awesome.
Thank you very
much.
That's it. I don't want to stand in the way between you and your medicine.
No. Medicine.
The problem is it wouldn't be as sore, but several times while talking, I've bitten down on my wisdom tooth, and it's just like driving into my gum line. I'm just like, oh, sweet Jesus, so much. No, seriously, like I said, that MegFed event I run, I was running into serious issues of players standing on the sidelines trying to watch because they want to watch. But if I can bring like a laptop and like just run an Android emulator or something on it so that I can play it, this is going to be huge. This is going to be amazing to be able to do some top-down stuff, combine that with drone footage as well as footage from everyone's GoPros. I can make some amazing footage. I can do some amazing editing. So this app is definitely getting used in the summer. So
that's awesome. Let us know how we can help. If you come up with something that seems like you need a workaround, Fred is brilliant at just sort of figuring out how to make something work that doesn't seem like it should work. He's
perfect.
Great at that.
Excellent. Yeah, I will definitely reach out. All right.
All right. Hey, feel Thanks. Better, please. And I'll probably check on you next week. The mother and me will check in on you.
Appreciate it. All right, folks. We'll chat later. Right. Cheers.
Take care, Brad.
All right. Bye-bye.